This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
It's what we do, baby!
This is Race Wars. Race
Wars. I have the power!
Yeah! How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch!
Race Wars.
Race Wars, back in the building. Goddamn, it's packed in here. We gotta find a master mix how to turn that fucking theme music down. It just goes down slowly. Yeah, that's my. I took your headphones.
Okay. Sorry, I'm still listening to that.
Let's go around a circle. Everybody introduce themselves. Go ahead, Lindsay. You go first.
What's up? I'm Lindsay Jennings, y'all.
Yeah, you're looking good, girl.
I am.
You just got back from somewhere, didn't you?
Thank you. I did 2 months on tour with the Suicide Girls.
Yeah!
Ooh. 48 shows.
For every fucking story you got.
There's not that many 48? Crazy stories, yeah.
That's a lot of shows.
I know. So basically, we would do a show and then get on the bus immediately and sleep and... You know, drive
nobody
to
finger
city.
Blasted. Stop.
Some finger blasting happened.
All right, let's not bury the lead. Goddamn. We'll come back to that. Introduce yourself, young fella.
My name is Jeff Horst. I'm from Detroit.
Yes. Now, Jeff, you here for a comedy festival or something?
Yeah, I'm here for a comedy festival, just visiting for a week.
What's the festival?
Laughing Devil.
All right, Laughing Devil. Is your first time in New York now?
No. I've been here like 3 or 4 other times.
Okay.
You know,
you
I tried to travel around.
You've been here?
No, I haven't.
You leave our pussy alone. You hear us? Yeah,
that's what I was told. Told me that at the airport specifically.
Yeah, I'm glad
to make sure
you stay away from our stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You bring your own, motherfucker. Blair. Oh yeah, let's get Mike Lawrence in there. Blair, just say hi, and then I'm gonna have Mike Lawrence on that mic. My bad. I'm gonna bring you back in.
Blair Dayton, and I'm leaving.
I don't think.
So good to be here.
I invited so many people. I'm going to get another mic. I'll get another mic for you.
You got your name in it.
Mike, you come get in here. I'm going to get you back. I'll get you another mic. Don't worry about it. Oh, go ahead, Jay.
What's up, Jay Jurden? You can follow me on Twitter at Jay Jurden, JayJurden, all one word, from Mississippi originally.
There
first
you
time
go.
Here.
Yeah. Yes, welcome to the
welcome
show.
To
thank
town.
You.
No, I actually wanted you and Mike on together. Mike, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Mike Lawrence. I'm a recovering alcoholic.
Why give up on stuff?
I feel like I just joined a CW sitcom, and they're going to blame me for it getting canceled.
It can't be the black guy's fault.
No, not the young queer black guy on the CW. No, that's on brand for them right now.
Yeah.
I'm very Riverdale right now.
But these two went comic book for comic book quotes and fucking shit for me, and I was like, you know, we got to get them on together. We have to bring you on the show together. I know you had something to say about the
Yeah, I'm ready to argue with him and ignore all the women here.
I'm 100% ready to defer to the older statesman when it comes to comic books, so I'm fine with it.
Okay, Camille, introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Camille Theobald.
Theobald.
What else am I supposed to say?
You're a comic? Yeah, I don't know.
I'm a comedian, and you should follow me at Camille Theobald Comedy on Instagram.
There you go. White daughter, get in there.
Hello, I'm the white daughter of my black dad.
Ooh, I want to beat her so
my
bad.
My big black dad.
I really just feel like Siamese twins trying hard to get their own identities.
Yeah. They have to have opposite personalities right now.
One of us is fully black. I don't know if you were paying attention. That would be me. You can follow me at... You guys already know me on Instagram. It's a really popping one.
So popular.
I would still want to hear a little more about the Suicide Girl fucking tour, because it sounds like she just got back from a Suicide Girl tour. 48 cities?
Are they all still alive? False advertising.
I just saw...
They show their Facebook titties.
And in a message, somebody was like, these girls are all beautiful, but I haven't seen one suicide, so I'm leaving.
I just wanted it to end with one girl killing herself and then Logan Paul making a vlog about it.
Oh, my God.
No, you have to have tattoos.
I feel like at least one of them has had to kill themselves before. There's like 3,000 girls.
That's when they become suicide women.
Sure. That's when they really made it.
They're on God's tour now.
Oh, no, I'm 42, and my tattoos look like a Mad Magazine that's been soaked in the rain.
Now, is it you have to have tattoos to be a suicide girl? Is that it?
No, you don't. There's like,
girls without tattoos?
Yeah.
But they have septum piercings.
No, I don't know. It's weird. They just pick whoever they like, really. It's like, it doesn't actually make any sense, to be honest.
Okay. Yeah.
But
good
yeah,
system.
We did more than four, like, we were in more than 48 cities because we had like some days off, like mid long drives, you know? So like, we went to like randomly like Spokane and shit like that. But. It was exhausting and overwhelming.
How was it performing comedy in those situations?
It was
because
really
you're hosting it, right? You're the host, and you how's it work?
So the first half of the tour, I opened it with stand up every night. I did like 15, 20 minutes, and then the second half, I hosted. So I did stand up in the beginning, and then I would do like four bits in between.
Now, do you want to hear jokes when it's titties in the room?
Dude,
I don't want to hear no jokes.
I feel like
when it's those suicide titties roaming around.
Another male comedian asked that too, and he's like, "Are they just like, oh, show me your tits?" And I'm like, first of all, you guys are assholes for assuming that. And no,
I'm an asshole.
They didn't I take control of the room, and it's amazing because they don't even know that they're going to see comedy because I wasn't originally like supposed to be doing the whole tour, and I ended up doing the whole tour. And yeah, I'm very proud of myself because they came in being drunk people expecting a burlesque show. And then they got comedy, and they actually all got quiet and listened to me.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
Pull that off.
They went in thinking it was going to be one almost art form, and it was another almost art form.
There was a show outside of Detroit for a while that was at a strip club.
We had one in New York till it tends.
And it's just the strippers didn't like it. Because they were like, oh, so you're going to get to see the strippers for free just by being in the comedy show section of it.
Right.
They're taking from our money. You get the fuck out of here.
Right.
Well, you're supposed to like have it separate, right? Or like,
yeah, but just like the design of the room wasn't a good enough room for you to do both. It was like you could see both from where the show is at.
At Tins on 21st Street, they used to have a room, separate room for comedy, and then the girls in another room right next door to it.
Yeah,
separate but equal, like in the case of Breasty versus Ferguson.
That's right. That's a very good Breasty versus Ferguson.
Thanks, man.
It's equal because both our parents hate our life choice between strippers and comedians.
Oh my
parents
God.
Don't really go for the life choice.
I didn't think we'd get an AP US history joke this early, but thank you, man.
Jay, how did you get into comedy?
I got into comedy. Well, I did theater for very long. And
you
then
theater?
Yeah, exactly.
No, a gay dude? Are you crazy?
Yes. Should I enunciate more? So I did theater for a very long time, pretty much from 12 all the way up until grad school.
And we're talking musical theater.
Musical theater, straight theater, whatever that means.
Okay. I like that. How'd you get into comedy is the question and not how did you survive Mississippi?
Exactly. A queer black guy in Mississippi. That's why I'm here.
It's a mini of them. Well, you ever been to a black church in Mississippi?
Just like, yeah. They just looked at him. They looked at him and they go, it cancels itself out.
Yeah, being gay and black in Mississippi just means run. So I'm here. And what happens is I had like a one-man show, and I looked at it and I was like, these are just bits, and I just added dramatic elements to appease my teacher.
Right.
Like that's all. This is just a set.
Right.
And so the minute I took those things out, it became a lot more streamlined. And then I moved here in 2015, and I've been working on it ever since. And I'm a stand-up New York a lot, and a couple of other spots in the city.
And how your parents feel about your choice?
My mom loves my choice because I would.
I'm talking about being gay.
I thought you were good.
My mom
Wait,
loves
so
my
no
boyfriend.
Money?
I'm a personal trainer.
Nobody should put their parents through that.
I'm a personal trainer, so she's fine with what I do financially. She loves my boyfriend. They get along. They just
Who's
got done talking.
Who's this white dude you dating?
Exactly. This tall, skinny, model-looking white
I knew
white
it was
boy.
A white dude.
You knew, right?
I can see it in your Mississippi face.
Sherrod, what is that called? Reparations. That's what that's called.
All right, so you can sing it your part.
I'm getting it, yeah.
Is he from New York?
No, he's from Alabama.
Really?
Yeah, we met when we were in undergrad down south.
Oh, then y'all moved to the big city together?
No, I moved up here first. I went to grad school, then I moved up here
and
first.
And he can't do without that dick, and he chased up here?
No, he graduated, and we had a dog, and we are fond of each other, so that's what led to that. We can stand each other.
You're trying to explain to Sherrod how two men can just love each other? Like, what the fuck is this? He's like, that's some witchcraft.
You even had to bring a dog into it like that was going to sweeten the pot.
The best part, he's like,
you had to mention the dog.
He's like, oh, a dog? I understand that.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Without a dog, that's an insane decision to move down here.
Yes.
Yeah, and we live in Harlem, surprisingly. So people look at me, they're like, man, the neighborhood's changed, right? And they see him come out, they're like, wait a minute, you're part of the problem.
That's right.
I don't think Sherrod can relate to a love story unless a bitch was involved.
A skinny white bitch, but yes.
Wait, which bitch?
My boyfriend.
Your name too.
All right, so you were just okay with him calling your boyfriend a bitch for a second. You were like, oh, well, yeah, skinny
but
white
I didn't. It was a dog joke.
Yeah, I took it as a dog.
Yes, and he's not a comedian, though, huh?
No, he's not a comedian. Not a comedian at all.
He got a real job, don't he?
He has, benefits, yes.
Yeah! Wow. That was making sense to me.
I'm lucky.
There you go. All that love shit. He get medical from this white boy.
I'm this white boy.
I have health insurance.
Now, I'm taking you saw the big video that's out. Everybody saw the video.
What?
Music video.
Oh, Childish Gambino.
Oh, yeah, Childish Gambino.
Yeah.
This is so good.
Yeah.
This is America.
That's hot.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I can't wait for the pop-up video. You know, this gun was also used.
The big beef is because people are using it as a meme now. That's the big thing on Twitter. Yeah. People are like, don't meme
people
this.
People didn't even wait 2 seconds to meme it.
Oh, I got
to
sweet.
And nobody ever
so
will for anything
now.
Ever. So no. People need to stop
and you know
pretending
what? It's
that.
Even insulting and arrogant to think that he doesn't want it to be a meme. Like, nobody makes something and doesn't
I gotta,
want it
to
be
a meme. Look
at
my sweet meme.
If
a nigga kill me in this stance, God's got to give me a redo. I couldn't wait.
That's
the,
most, that's
even
the one I've seen
yet.
Meme the most. Yeah. Is that pose.
Oh, is that pose?
Is that, yeah.
But it's like, it's
that's the
exact
one that he's mocking the Sambo cartoon. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He purposefully did that a lot of times.
Well, it's all based on like.
That's what it was mocking.
Yeah.
For those who don't
and
know.
Then there's another one where he's doing.
We'll put it on a website.
Wow. That Richard Pryor did.
This has become very educational very quickly. You're like, oh, well, let's talk about Jigaboo iconography.
Yes. Yo, you was a musical, right?
Yeah.
Next semester, NYU kids are going to be majoring in this, and it's going to be fine. Yes,
they're going to be majoring in Donald Glover
as a required course.
I just want the simple days of Michael Jackson videos when a fat sumo guy could turn into Tyra Banks. My beloved racial statements.
I like that.
She's just Shang Tsung.
Fox News said that was voodoo.
What?
The
what?
Way that he was dancing. Yeah. There was somebody that was like,
it's purely,
I mean, say that about any voodoo. Black person
that's
dancing.
The, yeah, that's pure racism is what
that's
it is.
That's the nicest
yeah.
thing they could have said about that. What they mean is, I was like, he's great at dancing. Yeah. It feels like voodoo.
No,
the rest of it, you racist.
With the history of the racism, I was like, all right, so you went easy. Yeah. You
I
went
remember,
easy on this
I remember
one.
Back when Michael Jackson did the moonwalk, they call it nigga magic. That's a true story.
Really?
They called it nigga magic.
On Fox News?
Magic.
On Fox News.
No.
That goes along with what you said.
Old spooky nigga magic. With his feet? How's his feet doing that?
That's a way to.
In their offense, the textbooks didn't mention Neil Armstrong at the time.
I mean,
a racist video, compliment. It's still magic, though.
This video is huge, though. Everybody's talking about it.
Everyone.
Everybody. Even
also
people who
us.
Don't even know hip hop or fucking Childish Gambino and trying to give their 2 cents on it. It annoys me.
Yeah.
It annoys the fuck out of me. What do you think, Lindsay?
I mean, I don't have a true opinion because I don't know all the symbolism in the thing in the video. I feel like
with
there's
the
so much stuff that means. Well, there's like a horse. There's like it. Cops behind a white horse with a death on it and all this shit. But I think it's amazing. And I think it's awesome that he's
good
so.
Answer.
No, I think it's awesome that he's so feminine in it, too. Like, he's like not afraid to be a little feminine.
Yeah.
And he doesn't give a fuck what anybody thinks. And he's like, yeah, I rap and I do comedy and I'm dope. And
he's dope. I love the boy.
He's
fucking
doing
a great job. What do you think, Kamehameha?
I love the video and I love his dancing. I saw him perform last year at Governor's Ball and he did a lot of the same sort of dance moves. Like, that's just him. That's who he is. And he obviously thought a lot about it and he had, you know, the director from Atlanta come on and direct it. So there was so much thought that went into it. The
a
choreography, the school kids that came and danced with him. And then at the end, like Black Men Get Your Money, and it was just like a perfect, and then he stops for a minute, lights a cigarette. It's like
lights
it was so artistic. It finally art came back into music videos.
Okay,
like,
Beyonce has been here.
Jeez, give Beyonce. How many white women? There's no way with three white women there was going to be one Beyonce reference.
God. I mean, no.
Get Beyonce off this goddamn
video.
Podcast.
How much art have you seen in a hip hop video?
The last Migos video.
I don't remember the last video in a long time that had that much art in one video.
The last Migos video was pretty.
That's for me.
Which one? Motorsport?
Okay, but yes, Motorsport. Okay, and this is what I'll say, and Gerard will probably back me up on this. There's this idea among many very self-congratulatory white people that if you go, oh, this is one of the good Negroes we should celebrate, then you're able to separate Black genius from Black kind of everyday art. When the Migos, I'm just going to keep talking about the Migos. The Migos literally changed the way people rap. And Donald Glover said that the Migos changed the way people rap. And that Ray Sherman changed the way that people
they're
rap.
Their future
we were
music.
Just talking about.
Went.
We were just talking about this before because you were talking about your Mount Rushmore of rappers and
how I just got a new space because Kanye went crazy.
Yes. And
oh, what? Kanye's too crazy for you
is
now?
He was
too crazy for me with Blowing the Leaves. But like when I don't even think about Yeezus. I think about Pablo, and then I think about the first four, and that's it. And Watch Your Throne.
Oh yeah, we gotta watch that. Yeah. But I mean, that's still a lot of good music.
And so mm-hmm. much good music. And
so you can't just give up on them.
I had given up on them. Plus, like, I still listen to Kanye features too. Like, it was just my birthday, so birthday song, 2 Chainz and Yeezy. I had to listen to it.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a good song.
Somebody shared an article with me that the whole thing from Kanye is just one long Andy Kaufman performance art that he's doing.
He doesn't read.
And then they go through all of his tweets. And if you go through all of his tweets, there are things that quote some things where you're like, all right, there's a chance. There's a chance that he could try to have a bigger picture.
Kanye is so much of a conspiracy theorist that he turned you into a conspiracy theorist.
Oh, no, I've been a conspiracy theorist.
You know, it is like Andy Kaufman. We'll look back and go, I could have done without that. that wasn't that good.
You think Kaufman's going to be upset about it?
In the video, it's like, I know that like the shirtlessness and the dance like is supposed to distract you from what's going on behind. But the petty comedian in me for the first that minute and a half was like, if he could be a great rapper, a comic, and have abs, I would feel so sad. I was like, my goal body. I'm okay.
Yeah. I like how much he just has his shirt off with just like, oh, no, I don't have night. This is just a normal body.
He has the body.
I've never seen somebody. He did it on SNL where every single time, every song that he did, both songs.
Is that amazing for a man, though? That would be crazy for a woman. But for a man, you can walk around however the fuck you want.
He's got the same little boy body that Dudley from Different Strokes had on when he got molested.
Of course, it'd be more progressive like a woman. Men typically on TV.
Wait a minute, what?
They don't wear shirts. That's what the bicycle shop in the video represents.
That's the bicycle shop. Classic.
But I want to point out, Kanye started doing that in all his concerts. He would go shirtless, and he does not have a nice body.
What are you gonna say? He would molest boys in bike shops. Kanye would start doing that.
Yeah, that video is fucking, it's layered on top of layers on top of layers of shit. You gotta watch it 19 times just to get 3 things. But he does have a little boy body.
Yeah.
What else? Sweet little boy's
little
chest.
Little boy balloon body. Where's my balloon?
He look like, Mom, can I get wet? They got the hydrant on. Nigga, take your shirt off now. Nigga, take your shirt off before you run out there in that little tree.
You think that's gonna catch on like the man bod?
What'd you call it?
Little boy bod?
He has more of like a black uncle at the cookout bod, too. There's some pubes
black
there
uncle
going
at the
on, too.
He has a put your shirt back on nigga.
He's got an oh no, Uncle Don got into the brown liquor again bod.
What's the slow jam that he has? I love that fucking song.
Redbone.
Oh, that's a great song.
Oh, that song
I didn't know
so
that
good.
Was him. I mean, that's how good he is, that he's really versatile.
I don't know. Yeah.
I thought it was Macy Gray. I was like, she made a comeback. The star of Spider-Man 1?
Good job, Macy.
Wait a second.
Macy Gray.
She's in Spider-Man 1.
Yeah, she is.
We've never gotten Kraven the Hunter, but we got Macy Gray.
My cousin Tony is about
no
to
Mysterio,
go
but Macy Gray.
He dissed Macy Gray so bad because she was in the back of the Laugh Factory. Macy Gray in the back of the Laugh Factory in L.A. yapping while the show was going on.
Disrespectful.
And Tone got on and said, shut your truck a fucking voice up, you bitch. Your voice carrier. If anybody you don't want talking during your show, it's Macy Gray. It's like, everybody can hear you, bitch. Yeah. You bassy fish.
I tried to shut up during jokes.
I tried to tell a joke, but you heckled.
Here is my confession.
And she was like, upstairs in a back room where the glass used to be.
Does anyone else remember, like in the middle of that song, she just goes full Adam Sandler water boy? Here is my confession.
Wait a second, when was this? Did she have pull to be doing that at the time?
Yeah, that's when she was still famous. Yeah, okay. She had all her hits out. This is maybe like
the summer of 2002.
I don't know if she was just like, down this to like a 3-month period where she had enough pull to do this.
It was half heckling and half talking.
Oh, okay.
But all loud Macy.
But all Macy Gray though. Yeah.
Wow.
It's not the voice you want to fucking hear, but I still give it to her though.
Why?
Really?
Yeah, I give it to that big
What
bitch.
Would it sound like during?
That's a nice way to end in a sentence business. Of a compliment. I'd still give it to her though. That's a good way to. That's a nice compliment after insulting anybody.
Oh,
that's her voice is annoying, but
compliments.
I'd still give it to her though.
I'll give it to that graspy off-road video.
Let my dad say his nice things.
Sherrod, I just appreciate you objectifying me in such a wonderful manner.
Oh, shit. But yeah, let's get to Trump then. You know what I mean?
Finally.
Let's jump on my boy Trump. I think he's doing a great job in office this week. What do you guys think?
I don't even think that you think that.
I really think that.
Hard yes, really on Iran. Hard
the second
yes
most important Donald of the week.
Doing well everywhere else. I think he should have pulled out when he was making Eric. He pulled out too late.
What about the other one who's that little young misfit who was
Tiffany. We all forgot about Tiffany.
Everybody forgets Tiffany.
Tiffany, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
My mother was probably the hottest.
Yeah, Marla Maples. Yeah.
Marla used to have that dumper dog.
He was the one that talked about Tiffany's hypothetical titties on the radio. He said, we know she's going to be cute because of me and Marla, but we don't know if she's going to have this part yet. And
because
Marla had fake tits or something.
Oh, Marla Maples had them knockers.
Wait, you mean there were clues back then that he wasn't the person he's pretending to be?
How did he fool us? Yeah.
Oh my God.
What voodoo is this?
And then Tiffany turned out to be, I think she might be the spy. A lot of people think Tiffany is an unnamed source in
Why?
A lot of
because
these things.
Why? Because she has a head like a satellite dish?
Well, no, not because she has a satellite dish, but because she's so filled with the need to lash out and also just attention seeking.
She's the outsider.
Wait, what do you mean by mm-hmm. lash out?
Like, she's the person that has celebrity friends, and she's also young enough that she'd be like, oh, I could just tell this reporter this and it won't be a big deal. Like, she's she's a good target to be an unnamed source.
Oh.
Do you think she has been an unnamed source?
Yeah, I definitely think so.
Wow.
Just like I think Marla Maples or the first wife leaked her own tax returns. You remember when the tax
Definitely.
Returns first came out? Yeah, I know. Everything comes from inside the house.
Of course.
Yeah. Everything comes from inside.
But of course.
Yeah, daughters betray their fathers.
Daughters betray their fathers.
Yeah, but fathers betray their daughters. Like Tiffany, that poor balloon-headed bitch, gets no
poor,
love.
How did you
she
say
gets,
poor and then balloon-headed bitch right
no
after?
Because it wasn't
a
rich
balloon-headed
bitch. I'm trying to defend her.
Yeah, well, daughters do betray, but women betray men all the time.
And men betray women, too. What
I ain't
you
seen
saying?
It happen. I ain't never seen that.
And gay people don't betray each other at all.
So what do you think he did a good job with?
Wait, so what was that disease in the 80s and 90s that...
the government did that. That's right. It was in a Childish Gambino's video. They splash AIDS in a little kid's face. I saw that video. I saw an extended version.
I think all the AIDS became a person, and now AIDS. It's Kanye's West. He's just living AIDS.
No, I Kanye. Thought Milo was coming in here next week.
Okay. I want to discuss this story with you guys. It was a black Yale graduate student took a nap in her dorm's common room, so the white students called the police.
Took a nap? Shut up.
What?
That's outrageous. There's a black Yale graduate student.
Wait a second. That's a 3-3-4, sleeping while black, right?
Sleeping while black. Yeah, you can't do that around whites.
A white student found her sleeping in a common room.
Get on the mic.
The black student posted 2 videos of the encounter. I deserve to be here. I paid tuition like everybody else. I'm not going to justify my existence here. Wow. Yeah, they just didn't even wake her up and straight up called the cops.
So they assume that she didn't go there?
They just assume she didn't go there.
Even if it was a homeless person sleeping, look, what is the danger?
I would wake them up at least.
In the white
I would
students,
let anyone sleep.
In the white student's defense, she was snoring and he was trying to study for his African American studies test.
Right. So you need the...
Joke's on you. It's all women.
Well, maybe.
So does Yale just have that bad of security? That she would assume anyone
Anybody
can walk
can sneak in.
In
there and sleep on the fucking couch?
Right.
Well, then your
For
issue
college,
isn't with the person sleeping on the couch.
You have to have an ID to enter most colleges.
Yeah.
So that makes no sense.
No sense. Yeah. There's no way that it's not racism. That's one of the things where it's like, let's try to hypothetically make it not racist. Yeah. Just to see how outrageous it could be. But I think she climbed the windows like Spider-Man and then went inside and then took a nap. How much effort do you think somebody's going to be to take a nap?
Oh, people already outed her online, the student who called the cops, so that's going to just suck for her for a while. So she's getting
what she deserves. What's her name? Let's give her a little shout out.
I think she needs to be sacrificed
for the greater good. Yeah. I think death
penalty
for
her. They don't name her, but no, they don't name her in the article, but I'm sure you can just look it up.
But she
yeah, just look at suicides at Yale this week.
It's going to be a lot of them.
I guess she can do the tour now.
She's a suicide woman now.
Spring is the suicide time in college.
Oh, because of grades. Great.
Remember NYU?
And unintended
suicide
pregnancies.
Season?
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's going to derail? No, I don't know. I would imagine if I got knocked up in college, I would, I guess, not kill myself.
They used to drill these.
You would just kill the baby.
Yeah, like a human being.
Yeah.
All
the windows
at
NYU is stapled shut, nigga.
Let the doctor do the murdering, right?
My white daughter tell you. Because spring, that's when they go springing out them fucking windows.
Yeah, when I went to NYU, they were like launching their don't kill yourself campaign.
Oh, my God.
That was a campaign?
Kids kept dying.
Right by the cell of that dorm by there, right there. Motherfuckers.
Was that the slogan, don't kill yourself?
They were like, please, just one more semester's tuition. You'll be fine.
Oh, my God.
In the library.
Yeah, so they had just put in suicide windows in my dorm. Where I just moved in. Yeah, this is the one on McDougal.
Right.
They had just put in the suicide, so you could only open the windows like a few inches, which was annoying when you had just moved to New York and were trying to throw shit out the window because you didn't realize how totally fucked up that is.
Now that makes me wonder if, like, I went to Eastern Michigan, and now I'm wondering if they cared. They didn't care about us killing ourselves. I could fully open the window as much as I wanted.
Because you're already dead.
All I'm hearing is blah 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 cheap tuition, so they didn't.
They didn't care. They're like, we
too many Jews and too much foreign money. NYU.
Yeah, these were rich kids.
On the
floors. They had to protect their own.
They put plexiglass around. The whole point of the library was like it had this amazing floor that was all inlaid and it was this optical illusion. And then they made it so you couldn't like bend over and look at it because people were just launching themselves
in the library.
From the top
of it. Did they lock you in
right
the library
inside,
too?
This is inside death. So
that's
it's like an open fucking inside.
Death. And you know what?
The guy who designed
that library, Bob's library, was like originally like a prison architect. The whole thing is like a prison. It's like this 12-story, maybe 13-story.
You can go right there by Washington Square Park and see it still.
This is almost as deep as
that
video.
That's why people want
to
go there.
There's layers now.
This is some Yeezy shit. I know
he went to NYU.
They make you feel like you're in a prison.
This is Yiddish Gambino.
And you know what? The floor is inlaid to look like spikes when you look at it.
When you look at it from the top, so
it's like you're really gonna die
appealing.
When you get down.
Yeah.
It's a visual illusion from the top.
Well, if you're a Chinese student with an A minus, that looks very appealing.
Oh, you're gonna go off. You're
so,
gonna take a header.
Well, they did that like at the Apple factory, right? They like knitted all the windows because people were killing themselves so often. And I feel like a lot of hotels have windows like that too, right? I didn't know they were called suicide windows. Yeah. I mean, so many hotels I've been in, the windows won't open.
Yeah. That's why.
Yeah.
And
plus, it's like insurance. You get less insurance.
Yeah.
A lot of people have killed themselves at that one hotel in L.A., Hotel Cecil. You know the one where they found the girl in the water tank?
What do you mean water tank?
You don't know about this? Elizabeth Lamb, they found her.
Was a suicide, or did someone stuff a girl into a water tank?
Dude, it was a paranormal situation.
Stop.
Okay, because
if you thought she smelled like fish before.
Do you know about this? It was that girl. Well, first of all, there was like murderers. Richard Ramirez lived there.
And wasn't people still using the water or some shit with her?
So basically for 2 weeks, people were using the water and people were complaining about the water being a weird smell. And a weird taste, and it was coming out brown. As she was decomposing in the water tank, which has a 2-ton cover, and no one knows how she got in there, and they had to like cut her out. Yeah.
A 2-ton cover.
And then there's footage of her. I think she might have been bipolar though, so I don't know what's up with that. But she was in the elevator just like pressing all the buttons, and like it looked like she was like interacting with another person who wasn't there.
Wait a minute. If you play the This Is a Miracle Donald Glover Charlie Scandino video backwards, I think they tell that story.
I read that as well.
There's so many layers to this.
Wait a minute. She was in the tank and it had a 2-ton cover. They had to cut her out of it.
Yeah, dude. No one knows. Nobody knows how she got in there. That's what I'm saying. Paranormal weird shit. And lots of people have committed suicide then.
In that hotel.
2 tons?
Yeah, some ghost shit. Maybe
that's
she
4,000 pounds.
Crazy.
Well, you've heard of like women
just,
lifting cars
and then she couldn't get back out.
4,000 pounds. This is a good comic book segue for us.
You're talking about class 3 strength.
Yeah, class 3 strength at that point. We're not talking about class 10ers here. Class 3.
Yeah, dude. I don't know.
Funny. You're talking about like the abilities that Black Panther has once he's taken the herb.
Yeah, the heart-shaped herb that if you aren't worthy, Bass the Panther God will kill you.
Yeah.
Girls? Nothing?
Rebuttal? How do you feel?
Lindsay, you got this one.
I don't know,
you saw it, right? You've seen Black Panther, right?
Oh, here's the elevator video.
Whoa.
Here's the elevator video.
I know it's explicitly racist that I haven't seen Black Panther.
Yeah.
That's on me.
Here's the elevator video.
Did you hear that there was like people who were like, when is it appropriate for me to go see Black Panther? Because I don't want to take tickets from black people.
No.
Yeah, that's just a dumb thing to say.
What they're really saying is, when is it appropriate for me to hear all of Black Panther?
When can I watch the film?
Take tickets away.
What are you watching?
I'm watching a video of the lady who was found in a water tank.
The elevator. Look at her. Elizabeth Lam.
She's interacting with somebody.
So she's...
And what's weird is that it's eerily similar to this other movie, The Lady in... To a movie, The Lady in... Not another movie.
This is creepy.
The Lady, in the Water Tank?
Yeah, no. But
the Lady in the Water Tank.
Something like that. And something similar happens. Yeah, I don't know.
She's clearly schizophrenic.
Yeah. This is some creepy...
Yeah, like bipolar something.
She's just an Asian woman in an elevator in a red jacket. She's going in and out of the elevator. She pushed all the buttons first. And then she... Look at her.
I mean,
how is the elevator not moving? That's also
she's doing some wide stance.
I feel like if there are real ghosts and shit, that they would fuck with somebody who was schizophrenic.
I mean, nothing makes great podcasts like people watching an iPhone video.
Yeah,
I love it.
Scintillating radio.
But you guys are still yapping.
In that video, at what point does Solange kick Jay-Z? Is it that video?
I thought we were watching.
Yeah, this bitch is crazy. I like some sweet crazy.
Those are NFL-proof walls in that elevator.
It's a different rating system.
Wait, do you believe
system.
In ghosts, though? Do you believe in ghosts? You from the South. I know you do.
Yeah, I believe in ghosts. I believe in them.
You do.
They believe in you.
Here's why I think that ghosts still exist. Because if you think about how much unfinished shit you have throughout the week, like, and you add that up for a lifetime, I feel like some people just stick around.
Right.
Yeah, but if you could get out of all that shit by dying and you were like, oh my God, I never have to buy another one hit or whatever you had to do today.
Well, so I've watched all these ghosts.
I would never come back and finish it.
I think I'm OCD enough that I would feel obligated to finish
I think sometimes it's people who are
angry. Have to finish the grocery list.
It could be somebody who's angry, you know? So there was like this one show that I watched and the kid died in a chemical fire and he was like 17. So
did
like a 17-year-old. No, he died.
This was I think I saw this one.
On one of those ghost shows.
Yes, I think I saw this one.
And
it was like in a factory something?
They had a factory, but then there was nothing on the land, and somebody's family built a house there, and they were like, how could there be ghosts in this house? But then they looked it up. They went to a library, and it was weird because the daughter knew that the guy's name was Jacob, and then they found in the library
Jacob.
The guy's name
I
was Jacob, and they would smell sulfur when the ghost came.
And he apparently got caught in a machine
angry.
And burnt up in a machine? Like, he got caught?
No, he was stuck, like, the door locked. And he was stuck in the lab and it was like a chemical fire and he burnt to death. So yeah, you might be a little angry and be like, well, why do these motherfuckers get to live when I was only 17 and I died, you know? Like, and he's just ignorant and doesn't know.
Have you ever seen a ghost yourself?
Ignorant ghost.
You ever felt like you've seen a ghost? So I felt something.
I have had paranormal situations.
Who was he?
Did you guys?
Really? You? You don't say.
So my parents' house in Long Island is originally, it was part of Camp Upton, which it was a base.
Army base?
Yeah, on Long Island.
Okay.
And so our house is a barrack or whatever, and my room in that house is the only room that's part of that original house. My dad, like, added three rooms to the back. Everybody else is in that part of the house. And there was a time in my life when I was having a dark period in life, and I would always, at 3 a.m, wake up, which is the evil hour, if you don't know.
Okay.
And Matchbox 20's third best single.
It's 3 a.m. I must be lonely. Yeah, and I would wake up from a dream of a dark figure, like, hovering over me. Or
Black
like,
man?
Rob Thomas?
Yes.
Rob Thomas?
Black Rob Thomas is hovering over me. It was just like a figure, you know, like, I don't know, a shadow
person. I
felt the energy, and so in the dream, I'd get up and try to turn on the lights, and the lights wouldn't go on or whatever. Or one time it was touching me sexually, like it was like going up my leg, like it was going to
finger me. How did that feel?
I mean, pretty good, but...
So then it was talking about Jell-O pudding and Rudy.
Did the figure ever say, Lindsay, it's me, Sherrod, you know me, you fucking racist, we've met 10,000 times to do my podcast.
No, I like the way she described it. She's going to be a great witness in court. It was a dark figure.
Dark figure.
Case dismissed.
And then I think I saw
a demon. So it was sleeping in the Yale dorm room.
I think I saw a demon in my Hollywood apartment. In my first Hollywood apartment.
Wait, Adeem, describe
what's a demon.
A demon.
Okay.
Because that's because he looked weird.
I swear, if it's just a Mexican, I'm going to be really upset. His name was Julio.
He was really tan.
Diablo.
He was trying to sell me oranges. No, because my friend was like, I don't know, supposedly somebody did voodoo on her.
Was it drugs involved in this? God damn it.
No, I don't know. Supposedly somebody did voodoo on my friend, and we were talking about demons all night, and I was like, whatever, terrified. And I didn't even have a bed yet at the time. It was when I first moved to LA, right. So I was sleeping on the floor in my apartment, and I just saw a hunched over black figure. Like,
it was why is it always a black
figure? It's always
dark. It's not
son of a bitch.
The darkness.
Hey, you let her tell the story of Gary Coleman's final days. All right. Just hunched over.
It jumped towards me.
What?
It went
like it was a Mexican.
And then like I had an overwhelming sense of calm after. Like I got really hot when I saw it and I felt like nothing I've ever felt before. And then an overwhelming sense of calm, like, oh, it's okay, but like there's in this world.
Did this demon give you your first orgasm?
Oh, that's how you described it.
Yeah.
I love that you assumed that it was the first.
It whispered
she's still trying to figure this out.
I remember it whispered in my ears, it said, tell this story on a podcast and make sure it goes nowhere.
Well, he asked me if I had any
ghost story. You got a ghost story?
I don't have a ghost story as much as like I know my nieces have always like had some creepy things that have happened to them feel like they can talk to ghosts. Where they can talk to ghosts.
They can talk
to me. Well, like enough creepy things where it's like our dog was missing one time.
Right.
And we had no idea where the dog was.
This is where?
This was in Detroit.
In Detroit, okay.
And during the time period that the dog, we thought it was missing, it was found. Afterwards, we find out the story matches up with a guy who just found a dog and, you know, he was just holding on to it for the time being. Mm-hmm. And my niece was just talking to, you know, my sister. And then she just voluntarily was like, buddy's safe now. Just like said it out of nowhere complete. And she's like, well, hopefully he is, honey. Like, hopefully. But she's like, no, he's warm again. And we're like, okay, all right. You know, and then it wasn't until 4 hours later that we found the dog.
Lord.
With the dude.
With the dude. House. And he's like, oh, yeah, I've had this dog for the last, you know, like 4 or 5 hours or something. Like the same time period.
Wow.
That she was like, oh, yeah, he's warm again. Maybe she's psychic.
I can't hear a ghost story without thinking I'm on a first date and being okay with being single.
You don't talk about ghost stories on first dates?
No, I don't.
You don't believe in ghosts at all, do you, Mike?
No.
No.
No, you don't believe in what? Any type of extra
unfinished business and all that? Does that mean the kids in Parkland have to finish their test for this summer?
So you're just like, you're dead, and then you're dead.
Yeah.
And that's what life is. You're living, you're dead.
There's so many piles of unfinished laundry in the world, and that's evidence of no ghost.
Am I going to die and be like, I didn't finish Supergirl season 3? Come on.
So you guys disagree with more than just comic books. You guys have opposite ghost opinions as well.
But he probably enjoys supernatural superheroes, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Like, what's a supernatural superhero?
Blade, I say to the black man.
Yeah. Doesn't get enough credit for launching superhero movies.
Blade, Ryan Reynolds.
Blade
Ryan Reynolds,
is Black Lives Don't Matter too, nigga.
What? No. Blade is super important.
I love Blade, but he's half human, though.
Half human, yeah. And it's about.
His mother was raped.
By a white vampire.
Rape. That's how it always is.
His name was Thomas Jefferson.
Symbolic of the world.
It happened in Monticello.
Now, did they try to, in a comic book, Blade is black?
Yeah.
And in a
how
movie
many amendments
black?
Are there to the Constitution? One, two,
Gotcha.
He's good.
But
he's
I know Wesley got angry with that whole fucking Blade franchise because they tried to make him softer in that last one.
Yeah.
And his character
was terrible.
The trilogy.
There's like a vampire poodle in it.
And they took away a bunch of the focus on him, too. They tried to make the other stars get top billing, which is another
Ryan
Reynolds. And who was the other? There's a girl.
What's the name's wife?
Which one?
Wasn't it Justin Timberlake's wife?
Oh, Jessica Biel.
Seventh Heaven.
Yeah, Seventh Heaven.
The problem child on Seventh Heaven.
I heard the child.
I don't think she was a problem child.
No,
the father was raping people.
Right.
The father Jamie was fucking little girls. Supposed to start being a new Blade.
They won't. Jamie Foxx for the new Spawn. Al Simmons, yeah. Another black superhero.
But the other Spawn was great.
Spawn was great.
Who was it? Michael J.
Jai White.
Jai White.
Yeah, the... He's now in a bunch of Tyler Perry stuff. He was the guy. He's the pencil guy.
I always think when it comes to black comic books, black comic book movies. Before this, now, like Blade got Spawn, fucked over. Yeah. Spawn got fucked over.
It did. Yeah.
It's like they didn't stick behind these fucking. And these shits could have been just as big as Black Panther.
You're forgetting Steel with Shaquille.
We didn't land on Meteor Man. Meteor Man landed on Blank Man.
Meteor Man was
two of my shits.
Yeah,
I mean, they did a Marvel comic of Meteor Man. So technically, Marla Gibbs is in the MCU.
And you remember who was also in Meteor Man? Your boy Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
Doing all this shit with the rocks.
Oh, yeah. He played the villain, the sleeper creeper. He played Bill Cosby.
That movie was great. I thought those movies were great. But I thought just Blade and Spawn got fucked over. Michael Jai White should have had 9 of those fucking movies.
Yeah. But he got Mortal Kombat, too. He was kind of the go-to black superhero guy in that era in the late 90s
and early 2000s
because he knew martial arts
right.
So that was a big thing that they could and he's like a lot of people say he's the reason like people want to do a Bronze Tiger. Was he Bronze Tiger?
He was never Bronze Tiger. I don't think he was
Bronze Tiger.
No, who's Bronze Tiger?
He's a DC martial artist that's a black man. He's friends with Batman, has beat Batman before.
Yeah.
I just like that we're taking turns making sure half the room isn't engaged.
Yeah.
Like, really nice.
We'll get back to ghosts and movie weather.
My vagina is dry as a bone.
Yay.
Ouch. Yeah.
As dry as the floors in the NYU campus.
When I met Michael Jai White, I interviewed him for some random ass web show.
How did he do it?
He's gigantic.
How did he smell?
Amazing.
Were his arms metal?
Oh my God. I was like, what do you do to
He's
work
a good looking
out?
Man.
And he was
you
like,
said that? That was part of the interview?
You're creeping me out, little girl. He's like, please hold me.
he's a strong looking dude.
Yeah, he's huge.
Where's he from originally? Do you know?
I don't know.
Is it the South somewhere?
Camille's dreams, we think.
Okay. He's from my dreams. Thank you.
Nice. He's from a child's wish to have a black Bruce Campbell.
Who was the villain in the first Blade, by the way? Who was that again?
It's Stephen Dorff.
That's right. He was a villain here in the city, too, grabbing girls' booties on the east side. So I respect him.
That's why.
No, that's called Sherrod. Method.
Deacon Frost was the character's name.
Yeah, Deacon Frost.
Wasn't Deacon Frost the one who raped Blade's mother? Is that the story?
He trained him. He trained Blade, right?
I thought he was the one who originally
turned
the mother.
Whistler trained Blade. You're right. Yeah. He is the one.
He's the one who turned the mother, right? As she was giving birth. That's a dirty white man. White people do that
Blade
even
is
in
like
movies.
A very specific hybrid of human and vampire.
Do you think they'll have another Blade movie with somebody good playing Blade? Because you don't know Wesley Snipes is too old for it now.
I agree with that.
What about the guy who did Luke Cage?
No, they wouldn't do that. Marvel wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
They're not crazy enough to try
to change his character.
Childish Gambino.
No. He's Spider-Man, ain't he?
He's the Prowler. He's the voice of Miles Morales.
Kanye has some time.
He's a yay walker.
No, but Donald Glover actually plays the voice of Miles Morales, who is a black and Puerto Rican Spider-Man, but he, in the film Spider-Man Homecoming, he played Miles Morales' uncle, who eventually becomes a supervillain / anti-hero, the Prowler, who just steals things and is a black superhero.
Who's Mike Morales?
Did you set me on this show with him so you know what I would sound like to other people? I'm so sorry. My vagina's dry too.
Anytime that we have to explain superheroes that aren't like of the norm, then that's...
I literally just sold him out. I totally love the Prowler.
He gave me a fist
true
bump,
comedian.
America. You guys are listening. He was very proud.
I
of
love
reference.
Comic books, but also sense energy dying. I don't know.
I like it though. Like these girls dry up. They've been wet long enough, nigga.
Oh my god! I can only check Instagram.
The Jamie Foxx as Blade thing is just a fake Reddit post.
It's the same as
Hey, I pretended to listen to you.
Just okay. on you, okay. you did listen.
Okay. I don't know about. Why was that Wonder Woman so awful?
All right, yeah, so Wonder,
that fucking movie.
Wonder Woman was good.
This year.
So I did this. To be fair, I haven't watched. I don't think enough of a representative sample, but I loved Wonder Woman. I love that bitch.
If that was this year. She's Israeli. Don't let her fool you like that.
She's Israeli because she's so hot. Because
she is hot as fuck.
A hopeful hot Israeli. Yeah, that's the whole reason. I thought it was great.
It was a great story.
I did not think it was a great story.
Thank you. Okay.
And I love Wonder Woman. I thought it was a really bad film.
I heard it was bad.
What? This is what I'm genuinely curious about. The people that like comic books the most never seem to like any single one of the movies ever.
No, that's not true. I only hear complaints. What's your favorite Sam Raimi Spider-Man?
Two,
exactly. Alfred Molina is Doc Ock.
No, I love a lot of comic book movies. My problem with Wonder Woman was that she was too dumb. Like, the whole thing was that she didn't understand how the world worked because she lived on man's world. Mm-hmm. I mean, because she lived in, like, a woman's world, and then when she goes to man's world, everyone has to explain things to her. Right. And here's the thing, too, that no one talks about. She quit. She stopped being a superhero for 100 years. So you have this bold feminist icon that immediately gives up. She kills the God of War, spoiler alert, and then lets World War II, Vietnam happen and doesn't feel responsible or needs to intervene. I think that's fucking terrible.
Sitting on the sideline letting shit happen.
Working at the booth.
Barefoot and pregnant.
I think like there's moments in the movie. The no man's land scene is phenomenal. It's empowering. It's great. But when she's like trying on clothes or at the end going, I believe in love, it's just kind of cheesy.
I'm also mad we didn't get to see.
She says I believe in love at the end.
You don't think she really would believe in love? But like I thought we were going to get to see Chris Pine's butt in the film and we did not. I thought, and she got to see his front bits in one of the, you remember that?
Oh, that's Amy.
And then all of her decisions after becoming Woman or Woman are impacted by a man.
A dude.
Yeah.
I saw her living in the man's world as more of like a commentary on the man's world. You know
on
what I'm saying?
What we live every
Less
day.
Of like, oh, she's dumb for not knowing it, and more like, oh, yeah, it's not normal what we are.
Yeah.
But that's how I thought.
But that's a good point. But also think of how many moments in the film she has to stop and have Steve Trevor or somebody else tell her how things work.
That's true. Yeah.
I get annoyed when the woman in the movie, in order for her to be tough, has to have no emotion. Like a woman, in order for her to be tough in a movie, she can't have any love whatsoever. Which is why I liked the fact that she had like some emotion, because that's, to me, like, why can't a woman be a badass in a movie and actually be a real person?
But then she immediately disregards that and gives up.
I feel like the way you guys are talking about it, I didn't see it, but it sounds like if you did the feminist test or whatever to see if it's like
the feminist
test.
You know,
there's that test where you ask a question like, is there two girls? Is there any, what is it called?
The Bechdel test.
Is there two girls talking and are they not talking about a man? I bet it doesn't pass that.
No, it definitely does. It passes that whenever they're on the island of all women
at the beginning.
At the beginning of the movie, you didn't see the movie,
but she starts bleeding out of her vagina. It is actually very violent.
And then she throws just a chunk at a man.
And she uses the golden lasso.
I mean, that's why you have to go 3D IMAX or nothing. I mean,
pay for the glasses.
I just felt in the movie it was so long before you got to anything worth something. It was like, cut all that middle shit out.
But here's what I would argue. If you have to look at that as a standalone, you go, oh, it's a so-so movie. But it's arguably the best movie that DC has tried to release after all of these last three attempts.
That they just have a really bad output. I mean, the fact that if you compare it to Black Panther, right? Like Wakanda is a central part of that film, and it always goes back to Wakanda. She leaves Themyscira 20 minutes in and never
and
goes
you never
back.
Go back.
Yeah,
it's like we want to see that world. It's like that world is more exciting than you coming in.
It was the first visually distinct world in these new DC movies that, like, you know, the design was cool and stuff.
You would think they would hold on to that fucking design for more of the movie.
And they brought it back for Justice League when there's the fight that happened a while ago.
Yeah, where one guy beats up all the women and takes the thing from them.
Beats up all the women and all the
superheroes. And then you never see it again.
Was it my father?
even worse. The guy, the main villain in Justice League, he's Darkseid's uncle. So it's not. He's not even a big villain at all. Even to comic book nerds, you go, okay, Steppenwolf, the band? And they go, no, the villain. And everyone's like, no, the band. And you're like, no, Steppenwolf. And they go, who is he? Oh, he's Darkseid's uncle.
Why is DC so bad?
Like, imagine if Uncle Charles from the Crossroads video came back and was a villain and was like, I will destroy the world. Because I wasn't able to finish my game of dominoes.
I miss my Uncle Charles, y'all.
What happened?
I'm going to tell everybody.
Oh, my God. Listen. I did not know I was going to get a Crossroads
Harmony
reference.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy.
Yeah.
That was pretty damn good.
How did you feel about Infinity War then? Did you
I loved it.
That seemed like a solid one. I ain't seen it yet.
Sherrod saw us talking about Infinity War, and that's what spawned this.
Yes.
And I saw he was wearing a Thanos t-shirt because he likes comic book t-shirts. And
I don't want people to guess I have autism.
Like, a Thanos t-shirt is a wedding ring. It's just like, we get it.
You're my content. Green Lantern wedding ring?
No.
Yeah. No.
Really?
He's really...
You know how the Green Lanterns, their powers come from the willpower. So that's a symbol, I guess, for
the willpower she has to have to fuck me.
Is that ring glowing?
So, no, I loved Infinity War. I'm surprised that all my black friends saw a different film, which was Infinity Wars. They saw two of them somehow. I don't know how that happened.
Well, I'm Sherrod Smalls to a lot of people, too.
Yes.
There's no S on it. I actually, this is spoiled.
Yeah, Thor builds an axe, but you never see what the question is.
That's a very good black joke. Yeah. Listen, Nick Fury would laugh at that joke if he wasn't Dusk right now. Sorry. So
he had a good eye for talent.
The one thing that really surprised me is how they just went for it on a cosmic scale.
He had one eye.
I get it.
Like, because you go to different planets.
Yeah. The axe.
Nick Fury was that the joke to her.
Can you explain all the jokes to us? Thank you.
Is Sherrod the filter for my gay black ass and his nerdy white ass?
Yeah. Right. My vagina is too moist. Explain the jokes to me, please.
We're done as men. Explain to them why Wonder Woman didn't work as a film. Let's now explain.
Why? Infinity War, did they... how long was the movie, first of all?
A day.
2 hours and 40 minutes.
2 hours.
I've seen it 3 times. Yeah.
Wow.
240.
How many times? But you don't. It doesn't feel like 240. I believe it. It feels like 230.
And how long was Black Panther?
Distinction.
How long was Black Panther?
Black Panther was 215?
Not long enough.
These movies got some girth on them. And was Thanos everything you thought he would be?
Thanos?
Whatever.
Yeah. It was great.
Did he really make you weak?
You became very gay. Zaddy Thanos.
Did Zaddy Thanos pop?
Zaddy Thanos is so thick. So Thanos is this cosmic super villain who's super thick.
He got that jaw that you want to see more of.
He's got a jaw that's ribbed for your pleasure, ladies. It's studded.
Yeah. Love when people remember nice jaw. That we he like did. It ribbed.
Yeah, I don't know a lot about vaginas because it's been like 6 years for me, but I remember something.
He's like, only 6 years?
Yeah.
Only 6?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like 36 years.
Somehow wrinkly but fully defined, like the grandma from Family Matters. he's got that Rosetta Lenore chin.
Wait a second, you talking about Mother Winslow?
Mother Winslow. She was kind of like the grandmother from the dinosaurs, too.
Yeah. Oh, she was multitasking.
Oh, I thought
they were the same woman.
There are no videos here. But the Family Matters reference just makes me want you guys to know I look like if Steve Urkel was attracted to Laura and Eddie Winslow. Like, that's what I look like up here.
You look like you came out of Steve Urkel's transformation closet.
Yeah.
I was like, ooh, girl, did I do that?
Yes.
All right, let's go around and do the plugs. It's time to wrap it up. It's pluggy plug time.
Wow, that flew by. You can catch my great show.
White Daughter. Don't give me that face.
Fewer people. I Unhireable show on everything. You can catch us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Patreon for the daddies who choose to pay. And I'm at Karen Margolis, K-E-R-E-N Margolis on everything. This has been a pleasure.
All right.
Hey, I'm Camille Theobald. I have a podcast called Healthy AF.
on iTunes, SoundCloud, all the things. I'm going to Denver June 28th through the July 1st, and then New Mexico. I'm in Albuquerque on July 7th. So look
not
out
doing
for
any
that.
Stand-up, just going just to those places.
I'll be headlining, thank you. And check all the dates out and stuff, CamilleTheobald.com.
I'm Jay Jordan. I'm Jay Jordan. I was the wonderful African American queer voice you heard today.
Great job, Jay.
Yes.
Jay, I'm really happy I run it.
I'm Twitter at Jay Jordan, JAYJURDEN, all one word. And Instagram is the same. I will be in Miami in a Speedo. May 17th through 20th. I'm not headlining, I'm giving head and doing lines in Miami. If we're talking about what we're plugging, what I'm plugging, my boyfriend in Miami. So like I said, Jay Jordan, follow me on Instagram and Twitter. This has been lovely.
Thank you for doing it, Jay.
Really. Yeah. Mikey, Jay Jordan, he's here. He's queer. We're used to it.
We're used to it. I love Mike Lord. Like, for real. Great.
I think you guys are going to fuck.
You seem very disappointed.
I want the tickets.
And Mike beat you to it. He earned
credit. I will do it.
That's hilarious. I will write a sketch. It's DJ Khaled promoting Blue Apron. He's like, are you also tired of eating out? I will be at Clusterfest, Comedy Central Clusterfest, on June 1st and 2nd in San Francisco. You are welcome.
My people.
Safe space. Yeah, San Francisco forever. Yeah, so I'll be there, and I'm here all summer writing on Crashing, so be judging the Roastmasters at the Stand a lot of Tuesdays. You'll be able to see me all over the place.
Jeffrey?
Jeff Horst, H-O-R-S-T-E, website jeffhorstcomedy.com.
Very funny, man.
I have a special coming out this summer. Kevin Hart presents The Next Level. So I have a half hour coming out on Comedy Central. I don't know the date, but I will keep everybody posted on my website.
Yes.
Feel free to check that out. And other dates. It's all on my website. Just go there. If you wanted to, if you cared enough, then
and
you'd
other
go.
Things. Awesome. That's awesome.
There'll be all sorts of dates, but we won't be doing anything exciting on any of them.
Yeah.
Congrats, man.
Thanks.
That's cool. Yeah. Lindsay Jennings, at Lindsay Jennings with a Z on all social media. Hit me up. I'm going to be at Roastmasters on Tuesday.
Yeah.
The 15th, the Battling Ian Fye Dance.
There you go.
And that's great. That's a It's going to be ridiculous.
Another queer.
Ian's the gayest person I know.
I love Ian.
That's going to be Jim Henson Presents Roast Battle.
Right.
No, you don't know Ian like that.
And then I'll be at New York Comedy Club battling on the 17th, next Thursday. And then I'm going to be
Bi Roast Jewel.
Yeah. I'll be bisexual, bipartisan, bi Roast Jewel, bi Coastal.
Nice.
And then I will be in London. I'll be at the Comedy Store in London May 28th.
Nice. Ooh. That's soon.
And I'll be on tour with the Suicide Girls all fall. Check out blackharburlesque.com.
It's awesome, man. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Don't forget, this Monday, May 14th, 8 p.m., the Comedy Cellar, Village Underground, Me Familia, a stand-up comedy show. This time, we're celebrating the fan, baby. It's hosted by yours truly and co-hosted and music by Cypher Sounds. Lineup: Chris Red, Sam J, Drew Michael, Jessica Kirsten, Chase coming by, Jels. Everybody's going to be there. Big shout to After SNL, big shout to SNL, all the tourists in the house. That's May 14th. That's this Monday, May 14th, 8 p.m. Go to ComedyCellar.com. Get your tickets right now. Go to SmallWorldComedy.com. And don't forget, next week, we got Milo on the show. That's right. We got Milo Yamanopoulos coming through. And we're going to take him to task about everything, about the shit he said about Leslie Jones. We're going to talk about the shit that he said on Bill Maher. We're going to go over the campuses. He getting a pushback at all these campuses. When he's trying to perform or fucking give speeches, they're throwing him off. I'm going to see what he's up to.
He's going to try to have sex with you. You're a black man.
Why wouldn't he? I've been doing Pilates. It's really charades. But he'll be here. There you go. He'll be here next Wednesday, 6 p.m., and then it'll air on Thursday. But don't miss that next week. Milo, and we got Noam from the Comedy Cellar. The owner of Noam's going to be on as well. So that's going to be a big show. And Joel's coming through, and Vaughn DiCarlo. It's going to be a big show this next Wednesday. And Kurt's going to be on. He's going to be via satellite. Who knew? We'll get old long white torso off the east west coast, I guess, dance for the Jews, and he'll be back in town via satellite. So don't miss that. But don't miss Monday. The 14th, get tickets right now, ComedyCellar.com. Me, Familia, me and Cypher Sounds hosted. It's going to be a butter show. Peace. Race Wars.